Good evening. Welcome to worship, and we welcome all in Jesus' precious name, and pray that at this time we just get a time of blessing. During the service, we'll share in the bread and the wine. You maybe understand, I fully haven't decided how we're going to do that, but by the time we get round to that bit, I'll share with you just how it's going to happen. Because I know, I said to Ross, I've got loads of time to think about it and to decide. We have a service tomorrow at Ardeer at 10:30, and then our shared worship on Sunday is again at Ardeer at 10:30. And then just while we're here, to note that on the 5th of January, we swap over times, so services here at Livingston will be at 10 o'clock. And our dear will be at 11:30. So as we light these candles tonight, we thank God for hope he gives us, for the peace he bestows, for the joy he pours into our hearts, and for the love that redeems us and shows us the way. We thank God for his gift of Jesus. We thank him that through Christ his light has come into the world, and made it possible for us to see and in seeing to rejoice. His truth, his love, his very self transforms all who receive him. Let's join together in prayer. Let's pray. Loving God, Emmanuel, we thank you for being with us. We thank you for sending your Son to walk with us and to lead us. Grant that the hope, the peace, the joy, and the love of which we have heard and spoken of throughout Advent may be fully realized in us as we worship and serve you through Christ Jesus our Lord. This both now and forevermore. Amen. Let's worship together. Silent Night. Thank you. join together in prayer. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, Almighty God, we come before you this evening to worship you, to honor you, to bless you, to give you all the glory, all the praise, all the thanks, for you are our God. We thank you, Lord, that you created this world. You created us and set us into this world. We thank you that you love us. We thank you, Lord, that you want us to follow you. And so, Lord, as we worship and as we try and follow you, we know that you are with us. By your Spirit, you're transforming us to be the people you want us to be, to have the gifts you want to give us for the building up of your community, of your church. And Father, as we pray, we acknowledge tonight that there have been times when we've not followed your ways, when we've strayed away, when we've turned our backs on you. We've not focused on your word. We've said things or done things or thought things that we just shouldn't have. Or we haven't done the things or haven't said the things or haven't thought the things that would be Christ-like. And so as we come before you, we apologize. As we say we're sorry, we seek your forgiveness. As we seek your forgiveness, we seek to forgive others who have hurt us. And Father, at this time, by your Spirit, may we know what your forgiveness feels like in our lives, that release, that lift to follow you, to be released from the things that hold us back and hold us down. To be able to focus on you, to feel our youth being renewed like the eagles, and Father, just now, just in the quiet, in the space, we make our own prayers. Confession. We seek your forgiveness for these things. We repent and turn to you. So hear us now in the quietness. Heavenly Father, you're a great God. Psalmist writes, know that the Lord is God. Know that God is good. That your steadfast love endures forever. So, Father, we thank you. And as we turn towards you to follow you more, we have the hope, the peace, the joy, and that love that you give us through Jesus Christ, in whose name we pray. Amen. Let's sing again. Hark the herald angels sing. Hear the word from Isaiah chapter 9, verses 2 to 7. Listen, each one, for the word of God. The people walking in darkness have seen a great light. On those living in the land of deep darkness, a light has dawned. You have enlarged the nation and increased their joy. They rejoice before you as people rejoice at the harvest, as warriors rejoice when dividing the plunder. For as in the day of Midian's defeat, you have shattered the yoke that burdens them, the bar across their shoulders, the rod of their oppressor. Every warrior's boot used in battle and every garment rolled in blood will be destined for burning, will be fuel for the fire. For to us a child is born, to us a son is given, and the government will be on his shoulders. and he will be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. Of the greatness of his government and peace there will be no end. He will reign on David's throne and over his kingdom, establishing it and upholding it with justice and righteousness from that time on and forever. The zeal of the Lord Almighty will accomplish this. Amen. And may God add his blessing to this reading of his word, and to him be all glory, honor, and praise. Away in a manger, no crib for a bed, we worship again. Heavenly Father, we thank you for your word to us. Lord, by your Spirit, lead us through that word to the pieces, the ways you want us to hear, and how you want us to be. In Jesus' precious name, amen. People walking in darkness have seen a great light. On those living in the land of deep darkness, a light has dawned. You have enlarged the nation and increased their joy. They rejoice before you as people rejoice at the harvest. And as we just take time this evening to ponder those words, to reflect on those words, it seems to me there's this darkness that there is in this world. It's a darkness which surrounds the world, and it's a darkness that the people knew at the time this was being written. People are looking for something. People are seeking something. And we don't always know what that something is. And maybe we don't actually fully understand what that something is until we see it. I've shared with you before my own personal story of coming to faith. And I probably would tell you that I have no recollection before that moment of coming to faith that I was needing something. had no particular understanding that something was lacking in my life. Couldn't tell you there was a darkness even in everything that I was doing, even though I thought life was pretty good. And yet at the time of my coming to faith, there was light. There was a light I realized then of my darkness, of the darkness that I'd been in. For I saw a great light. And that light changed everything. Had a conversation with the minister a few days later, and I told him about what happened, and he said to me, "So, what do you think happened?" And my reply was somewhere on the lines of, "Well, you're the minister, are you not supposed to tell me?" And eventually we talked through this whole thing, but I knew there'd been a change. I knew that something had happened, and I knew that there was light. As we look further into Isaiah there, "You have shattered the yoke that burdens them, the bar across their shoulders, the rod of their oppressor." These are the things that God does for us. We might not see it as a yoke that burdens, but actually when that yoke is broken, when it's removed from us, we feel the lightness, life. When that bar comes off our shoulders can lift, or does it relax? But actually, there's a change that comes across us, and things change for us, and it becomes light. "For to us a child is born, to us a son is given, and the government will be on his shoulders. He will be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. The greatness of his government and peace, there will be no end." So the son who is going to be born to us, this child given to us, this child who's going to be Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace, he will reign forever. He will reign on David's throne. He will reign over the kingdom. He will reign forever. That peace, that love, that joy, that hope remains with us forever. And maybe there's times when we struggle to see that, struggle to understand that. But even as we look at John's Gospel, the light shines in the darkness, and the darkness has not overcome it. We're told there, the Word become flesh, the light came into the darkness, and the darkness has not overcome it, and the darkness will not overcome it. The true light that gives light to everyone was coming into the world. He was in the world, and though the world was made through him, the world did not recognize him. Here's the thing, that even as the Word was there at the very beginning, and everything that was made through the Word, the world does not recognize him. The world does not recognize him. He came to that which was his own, and his own did not receive him. But the light comes, shines in the darkness, and the darkness will never overcome it. The Word became flesh and made his dwelling among us. You know, it's the Eugene Peterson version in the Message. It speaks about the Word became flesh and moved into the neighborhood. Moved into the neighborhood. Actually, it gives a different idea of just what Jesus is doing here, because he moves in to the neighborhood, becomes part of the community. It's that thing about begin to understand more of Jesus walking amongst us, with us, before us, behind us, above us, beneath us. The one who comes to save, the one who comes to heal, is actually in the community, in the neighborhood with us. And he brings that light. The Word made flesh brings light and life with him. Establishing, upholding his kingdom with justice and righteousness from that time on and forever. So the kingdom that Jesus will rule over, be ruled with justice, with righteousness. God's justice, God's righteousness, forever. These things will not change. It can be difficult for us to see that, but actually that's the reality of where we are now. That's a reality of where we are now. That's a reality of how things are. But Jesus, the light, Jesus, the Word made flesh, has moved into the neighborhood. And the world does not recognize that, does not understand that. But for us, it means that he is right there beside us. In the good times and in the difficult times, in the times of joy and the times of deep sadness, in the times where we actually feel that things are going great, and other times when we feel there's frustration, he is there. And he deals with us as we need, not necessarily as we want. But he brings that love for us. He brings us hope. He brings us joy. He brings us peace. And he brings us healing. And I believe that as we approach the table and we share in the bread and wine, we share in the blood and the body of Jesus Christ, we become around that table part of him. Through his Holy Spirit, Jesus is present with us. He has moved into the neighborhood. And while that bread and that wine will never be his body and his blood, actually, there's something in there that just with his presence that moves us closer to him. And that brings us healing. That brings us a different way of being. That brings us that transformation, that love that he has for us. So as we share tonight, and we remember, first of all, Jesus coming as a baby, the Word made flesh, we also take that time to remember the fact that Jesus lived for us on this earth, that he died for us, that he rose again and ascended to be with the Father. And from there he'll come again to rule and reign over this world, his world. We can share these things. But we also remember the covenant, that relationship that Jesus established through his death, through his shed blood, his broken body, that covenant that was fulfilled. Covenant that God has done everything for to bring us to Him, because He loves us and He wants us to be with Him and to follow Him. And that covenant brings that peace, brings that grace. That covenant is not a contract. There are no penalty clauses. It's an agreement, but God has done everything for it. All we really need to do is to be involved in it, to receive. And in part of that process, when we share the bread and wine, I'm going to ask if you wish to come forward. Take some bread, take the wine, and then just go back to your seat. I feel too that I wish to offer offer a blessing. Blessing during that time. And so I would ask that if you wish to have a blessing, once you've had the bread and the wine, and you would like a blessing, just to take, stand at the front here, or sit at the front, and I'll come round and just offer a blessing. Blessing's not for me or from me, but it's from the Lord. And it can be for whatever it is that you need. Ultimately, that is healing. And so I want to offer that. And just while I'm thinking about the wine, just to remind people that it's ginger wine. I'll just leave it at that. It is ginger wine. It's very nice ginger wine, but it's ginger wine. So I'll just leave that there. But we just take this time, as we approach midnight, as we share in the table, we share around His table, we remember the Word made flesh and moved into the neighborhood. So He's here. And in that presence, we can share with Him. And then there's that opportunity for blessing. And if anybody looks for, would like further ministry after the service, I'm happy to stay back for a while and to pray. O little town of Bethlehem, let's worship together. just to share with these about these Christingles that we handed out. We had the Christingle service in Ardeer earlier this evening, and so these were left, but to share with you tonight, the orange represents the world that God created. The red band around the world is God's love, the love that he has for each one of us, he has for his world, and the love that surrounds the world. It's God's love. The four cocktail sticks, the four seasons with which we actually need to live. And then the sweets on it, a reminder of the good things. The good things that he has given us. Psalmist writes about that he satisfies us with good as long as we live. So these are a reminder of the good. And the candle, obviously the light of the world, the light of Jesus Christ that's come into the world. And that reminder, and the lit candle reminds us of Jesus Christ, the light in the darkness, and the darkness had not overcome it. And so after communion, after we're sharing together, and our closing hymn, we'll light these candles and just close together, and then you're welcome to take them home. We used them, made some with the school last week. They probably had the sweeties eaten before they got home. But you're welcome. So we'll do that as well. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with each one of you. Amen. And so as the Lord Jesus, the same night in which he was betrayed, took bread, so I take these elements of bread and wine to be set apart from all common uses to this holy use and mystery. And as he gave thanks and blessed, let us draw near to God and offer him our prayers and thanksgiving. Let us pray. It's right, it's our duty and our joy at all times and in all places to give you thanks and praise, Holy Father, Heavenly King, Almighty and Eternal God, for the majesty of your glory, the wonder of your works, the riches of your grace. And today especially we give thanks that the appointed time you sent your Son, born as a child, the child of Mary, that through him we might become the children of God, one with you forever, as you in Christ became one of us. Therefore, with your people of all places and times, with the whole company of heaven, we proclaim your greatness and sing your praise in the angel's song. Holy, holy, holy Lord, God of power and might, heaven and earth are full of your glory. Hosanna in the highest. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest. We bless you for his holy birth, his perfect life on earth, his suffering for us, and his triumph over death, for his ascension to your right hand, and his gift of the Holy Spirit, and for the promise of his coming again. Remembering his work and passion and pleading his eternal sacrifice, we follow his example and obey his command, who on the night of his arrest took bread and after giving thanks to God broke it and said, "This is my body which is for you. Do this in remembrance of me." In the same way he took the cup after supper and said, "This cup is a new covenant sealed by my blood. Whenever you drink it, do this in remembrance of me." Send down your Holy Spirit to bless us in these your gifts of bread and wine, that the bread which we break may be for us the communion of the body of Christ, and the cup of blessing which we bless the communion of the blood of Christ, that we, receiving them by faith, may be made partakers of the body and the blood with all his benefits, to nourish us and help us grow in grace to the glory of your most holy name. And here we offer and present to you our very selves to be a living sacrifice, dedicated and fit for your acceptance through Jesus Christ our Lord. Through him, with him, in him, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, all honor and glory are yours, Almighty Father, now and forevermore. Remember, O Lord, your holy church throughout the world and reveal your glory among the nations. Save your people and bless those who belong to you. Shepherd them and carry them forever. Remember, O Lord, our families and friends and surround them with your steadfast love. Remember, O Lord, those who are sick, those who suffer pain or loneliness or grief, those who draw near to death and those whom we name in our hearts before you. Comfort them with your presence. Sustain them by your promises. Grant them your peace. And now, rejoicing in the communion of the saints, we remember with thanksgiving all your faithful servants and those dear to us who serve you in the glory of heaven. Keep us in unbroken fellowship with your whole church in heaven and on earth, and bring us at the last to the joy of your eternal kingdom. Hear us as we pray together using the words that Jesus taught. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come. Your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. In the kingdom. So according to the holy institution, example, and command of our Lord Jesus Christ, and in remembrance of him, we do this, who on the night when he was betrayed took bread, and when he'd given thanks as we have given thanks, he broke it and said, "This is my body, which is for you. Do this in remembrance of me." In the same way, he took the cup after supper, said, "This cup is a new covenant sealed by my blood. Whenever you drink it, do it in remembrance of me." So take, eat. This is the body of Christ, which is for you. Do this remembering him. This cup is a new covenant sealed by Christ's blood, which was shed that the sins of many might be forgiven. Drink from it, all of you. And so I just invite you to come forward. If Sandy would like to come and serve the wine, if you come forward, then I'll serve you bread, and then just take a wine from Sandy. And I say, if you wish a blessing, just to sit in the seats there at the front. Thank you. grace of the Lord Jesus Christ be with you all. Let's close together. Let's stand to sing if we can. O come, all ye faithful. And we get to sing that fourth verse.
Thank you.
world shines in the darkness, and the darkness shall not overcome it. May the Lord Jesus Christ rule in your lives. May he lead you, may he guide you, may he heal you, may he hold you. And the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, the fellowship of the Holy Spirit, rest and remain now with you, with all whom you love, with all whom you struggle to love, till Jesus comes again, and then forevermore. And all God's people said, Amen.